have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. My bad, I'm late. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? It's my bad, I'm late. Really, everything is fired up, I'm late. He black. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. The biblical question, does Satan know God? Does Satan know God? Very interesting question. And the responses have been amazing. Oh, amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is that you're doing, crashing in airplanes, DEI mad for DEI being taken away, you're protesting, you're a snitch in the Trump administration, and you're right around telling everybody where the next pickup for the illegal aliens so they can be on the run. Or you just yelling at your husband or your wife right now. Or maybe you're just working out at the gym. Or whatever. You can still be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Amazing. Amazing. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. We're on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. You got to know how to rumble. All my life I've been so bad. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cozy.tv, where Christ is King. Cozy.tv, where Christ is King, or JLP Talk on X and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. All right. So like, comment, subscribe, follow. Y'all know what to do. It's Tuesday. And no, Beyonce did not win Country Western Best. It was a DEI giveaway. Ain't no way, no way that Beyonce beat out all those country western singers who've been doing it for a long time, really good at, and none of them. Beyonce didn't win. It was a DEI win. They just gave it to her because she black. She black. That's the only reason they gave her, is that. But today is one of my favorite days, Country and Western Tuesday. All my life.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe you take this anger from my soul. And I shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I can lean on God so he can lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
That's deep. That song is so deep by Pete.
Amazing.
That song is so deep by Pete from Alaska. It's mind-blowing. It really is. And so true. But anyway, 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Hassan Dog is amazing. What's his name? Sandy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sandy or Mr. Sandman.
Oh,
is his
yeah.
Full name.
Mr. Sandman.
Mr. What Sandman the... Kapoff.
Huh?
Mr. Sandman.
Mr. Sandman. Amazing. I was driving down the road the other day, and stopped at the light, and to my right, I looked over, and that was a man driving a car, and he had the dog in the car with him, in the passenger seat with him, and the dog was just kind of looking out the window, and the dog had on some type of dog clothes. And so I looked around to see if it was a woman or a man carrying a dog around like that, dressing clothes and blah, blah, blah. And the dog was in the same seat he was in, looking out the window. And then I saw a woman carrying a dog, and I see this a lot, like she's carrying a baby. And I've seen men do it, too, not just women, but men do it, too. And I noticed, and then the other day, I was driving past McDonald's, and I saw a man and a woman going into McDonald's with a dog on a leash, going into McDonald's. And I reflected, and we see dogs on airplanes and everywhere. I reflected, and I remember a time when dogs were not allowed in cafes, and dogs were not allowed on airplanes. If you carried a dog somewhere, he would have to ride underneath there in the dog box underneath the plane. I remember a time when you could even serve food without a hairnet on your head there. Yeah, see there? Yeah, what a mess. With Nick showing some pictures of the dogs and cars and things. And thank you, that's cool. you were not allowed to serve food at a restaurant without having hairnet on if you were the cook in the kitchen. But anyway, I've noticed more and more and more that dogs are being treated, I guess, in their minds, like human beings. And when I saw that, and I've seen it over and over over the last years or so. And when I saw it the other day, it reminded me of how wicked and evil human nature is and how destructive human beings are, human nature. If you really, really, really pay attention to human beings, human nature, if you paid attention to your own fate nature, your human nature, it's amazing to me how destructive and wicked. When the Bible says, God said, don't ever trust human nature, don't trust an angry person, that the heart of human beings are wicked to a point of no understanding. It goes deeper than you can imagine. And so, over the years, I've been paying attention, and I noticed that human beings destroy everything that they touch. They destroy each other, and it doesn't matter. They'll destroy their own children. Husbands will destroy wives. Wives will destroy children and husbands, friends, and everything. Human being is nothing. Human nature is nothing but destruction. There's nothing good in human nature. And it's so bad. And so when I saw this the other day, it just reminded me, I wasn't thinking about this, how evil human nature is. To the point now, not only have they destroyed and are destroying each other, because human beings don't have love, the heart is wicked. That's why we must be born again of the heart, overcome the evil of the heart. They are now destroying animals. They're destroying dogs and whatever else they can get their hands on, and they call it love. I was thinking about these people are treating dogs in the same way they treat human beings. And as a result of treating animals in this way, the animals are losing their natural instinct to survive on earth, out in the land. Dogs were not created to be treated like human beings. They were created to survive in the land. God has already put vitamins and whatever it takes for a dog to survive outdoors, in the grass, up and down the road, and everywhere. And and they have their own natural coat where they don't have to put on clothes. And their jackets changes during winter, spring, summer, and fall. It naturally does. But human beings are destroying that. And they're making dogs so weak that the dog cannot handle the climate change, winter, spring, summer, and fall. Then people have to keep the dogs in the home now. Or if they do take the dogs out, they put clothes on the dog, which is weakening the dog. So if the dog does end up outdoors for whatever reason, he can't survive. He can't survive the wildness because the human being have literally destroyed the natural nature instinct of animals. And they call it love. In the same way that they call it love when they're destroying their children, they call that love. When they have no patience for the children, when they have no patience in relationships, when they have no patience with one another, they call it love. But what human beings, they carry, what human beings have done to animals is evil. It's not pretty, it's not cute, it's evil. And you call it love because your love is on the level of an animal. Your heart is wicked, and that emotional love is an animal love. It's not natural love. It's not the real love. And that's why you think. And all you're doing is thinking. And in the thinking, when you pick a dog up, when you got the dog riding on your seat and looking out of the window, in your mind, you're thinking you love the dog and the dog love you, but the dog don't love you and you don't love the dog. It's just a thrill. And when other people see you with your little dog, you look around to make sure someone else see you with the dog so you can get another thrill. In the same way you would if you were walking around with kids. It's the same thing, and it's evil. What human beings are doing and have done to animals is evil. It's not love at all. There's no love in it because human beings don't have love, no love in it at all. It's just a thrill to feel like a love, and you call it love, but it's hate. It's pure hate. You don't love dogs. And you can't deal with human beings now that you have turned on each other and destroyed each other. You go to the dog looking for false comfort. And human beings is so bad, folks. You already know it, but it is worth reminding that when they buy airplane tickets, they want the dog to sit in the seat with you. And the dog is carrying on the way a dog carry on. Look at there. That's not pretty. It's not natural. It's unnatural. Human beings take dogs to a dog doctor. Think about that. Human beings take dogs to a dog doctor. Human beings pay buku money to have a dog surgery. And they cry when the dog is sick. Or they cry when the dog dies. And they call that love. Isn't that amazing? Talk about a fallen state. How low can you go as a human being? That's not love, people. That's destruction. It doesn't work on each other, on human beings. Why do you think it's working on a dog? And look how you're destroying that dog. You're weakening the dog's natural instinct to survive. There is an ad that play on TV. And it's about animals, right? And they're trying to raise money for the animals. And so what they do is they take films of these animals, and the animal looks so pitiful. They had the dog look like, poor me. I'm left out in the cold. I can't find any food. Help make a donation so they can take care of me. And they had the dog looking so pitiful. A dog ain't got no business looking pitiful. A dog can survive. They've been surviving since dog time. How come all of a sudden you got to raise money for a dog? Because the dog cannot survive outside. You made the dog that way. You caused that dog to suffer in the wildness, the wilderness, wildness. Yeah, ESPCA. They made the dog, and then the dog, the people who were into the dog thinking that they have love for the dog, they send money to the dog, to the ASPC for the dog. Think about that. Dogs been outdoors forever. They were born that way. They were born outdoors. They were made to survive outdoors. God made it that way, and you have weakened them, and you call it love. And you want other people to go along with you. Oh, so cute. A cute little dog. You are wicked. Human nature is wicked and cannot be trusted. You don't love the dog. You're dumb for paying that kind of money to some for surgery on it. Oh, the dog got cancer, so we got to have cancer surgery for the dog. How did the dog overcome cancer before you became so weak and into dogs? The earth took care of the dog. God made it. He put dog medicine out on the earth, and the dog was able to go and find that medicine and wallow in the grass and eat bugs and do what it does naturally. And the dog would be pretty. They would be energetic. They didn't have human clothes. They have natural covering given to them by God. Oh, wicked souls are you. You have destroyed your family, each other. Now you're destroying animals. And then you put names on it so you can feel bad, feel good about being wrong. You say, oh, it's a comfort dog. That doesn't make any sense at all. Dogs don't comfort you. That's a false sense of salvation. And you walk around carrying dogs around. The dog can walk on his own. And you make the dog look so beautiful. And the animals and the cats. Because you are trying to draw emotions. And you do the same type of commercial for dogs, animals, cats and things that you do for human beings. When you want, oh, look at the poor human beings. Can you send money to help or help the human? Human beings are wicked. And I had no idea. Really. And this is all human beings, not just one, or not just the rich or the poor or the famous or the non-famous or the black or the white or the Hispanic. It's an all. Look how human beings treat one another. Human beings will get married, man and woman get married, and they'll destroy each other. And then they'll break up and go find somebody else and marry them and destroy each other again. A human being will have children and destroy them by turning them away from love from the father and recreate them in their own evil image and destroy the child. You're doing the same to animals, and you call it love. And the marketplace is making buku money off of your emotion. They're telling you, oh, bring the dog to the dog doctor. Oh, this dog needs surgery. We got to do surgery for cancer on the dog. And you call up everybody, oh, I just found out my dog has, or my cat, or my animal, whatever it might be, bird, have cancer. Pray for me. And then the human being pretend false love to be hurt by that. It's been said that all, not one, not some, but all must be born again of the heart. That all are evil. And this evil has been passed on from human to animals and to whatever else that gets in the way. You can change, though. Your heart can turn from anger to love, and then he will change your nature, and you'll be fine. But most people don't want that. They love the thrill. Have you noticed that? But what you're doing to animal is pure evil. Ain't nothing pretty about it. They have human animals in their home, and you go to visit, they let the stupid animal jump all over you. I'm like, get that animal off me. And then they let the animal eat out of dishes, the plates and the silverware that you use, and then the animal cleans his butt when you're done with his tongue, and then go kiss the owner. And the owner thinks that's love. All for the thrill of it. Have you noticed that human beings are so wicked that they love arguing. They come up with stuff to argue about to try to get a thrill from you by making you mad so you can argue back at them. And the moment you're fighting, arguing back, they're getting a thrill that the thrill is coming from making you upset. But if you didn't respond, if you were to do what I'm instructing you to do, stop responding to the devil. Don't respond to the devil in your mind. And don't respond to the devil inside of other people. They can make you angry. And they're like, what the? I can't get my thrill from you being angry. And they'll go and find somebody else to be angry, to cause to become a reaction. And they got the thrill. Why do you think when you're dating the husband or the wife, I mean the boyfriend or the girlfriend, most of the time the girlfriend, you don't love me. You don't spend time with me. You don't spend enough time with me. You used to spend time with me. You know, that's to get a thrill from you. Either makes you mad or makes you feel good, and it gets you to do what they want you. What's wrong with you? You need somebody to spend that much time with you. What's wrong with you? How come you need so much attention? Oh, it's that fallen nature. You need the thrill of that. And it's interesting how, because you live in that fallen nature, Satan can convince you of anything that's wrong. He cannot convince you of what's right because he's not of what right, but you'll fall for it. Time and time again. Time after time. Time after time. And you start doubting yourself. And then you try to please that person. And you can never please them because now they get the thrill of knowing that they yelled at you or make you feel something good or bad. And then you try to please them. Now they got another thrill. And you're so blind you can't see it because you don't see you. You don't know your nature. You're not paying attention. But what human beings are doing to animals is evil. God did not create animals for you to destroy them. We're supposed to take care of the animals. We're supposed to look out for the animals, not destroy them. Human beings who are treating animals by dressing them up, putting raincoats and carrying on them and keeping them in the house and all that mess, riding around in the car, you're worse than the person that beat the dog and threw it on the street. It's the same thing. But you think the way you're doing it is better, but it's not. You're destroying the animal either way, in the same way you destroy your children. We don't have love. And human beings do not have love. First John 3:3, I assure you, and most solemnly say to you, unless a person is born again, he cannot see and experience the kingdom of God. That is so true. And salvation is of the heart. The heart is wicked. You're so lost, you think salvation is your vices. Are your vices, and it's not. It's the heart. You must be born again of the heart. Your heart has to change from evil, and you are evil whether you want to hear it or admit it or not. And until you admit it, you're never going to be free from it. But what you're doing to animals is pure evil. Ain't nothing attracted by it at all. And you don't have love. That emotion you feel, that's hate. That's not love. 888-775-3773. Quick break. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. One thing for sure, whether you believe it or not, accept it or not, whatever or not, there is a kingdom of heaven in us, and there's a hell that's in us. Either you overcome your hell and live in the kingdom of heaven with it, or stay in your hell, you will burn, you will suffer. And you will look for peace in all the wrong places. There's a heaven and there's a hell. There's a God and there's a devil. And if you have not changed from the heart, you're in hell and you're suffering. Look at the hell on earth. It's coming through human beings. Where do you think it's coming from? Where is the hell or earth coming from? It's coming from human beings, wicked hearts. Wicked hearts, evil human beings. Human beings love to think that they are good. Oh, I'm good. And so why are you good? I feed the homely. I help the people. I'm always giving. Oh, that's why you're good? So if you're good and you're always giving, why you get upset when you don't get back? Or why do you get upset when people misuse you or take advantage of you and you're giving? Why? I would encourage you, do what you want. It's for all who want it. Most people don't. I understand that. A few do. Men and women do. But most don't want it. I would recommend you start looking at you and working on you so you can have perfect peace right here on earth. You can lay your weapon down. You can turn the ship around and go back home to the Father. The Father is waiting for the prodigal son and the prodigal daughter to come back home. And the road is straight and narrow, and it leads right into home. But you won't get on that straight and narrow. And some people get there, but they won't stay there. They get deterred. They look left. They look right. They look to somebody who distracts them, another loser, and they follow that. Oh, don't be listening to that. Why are you going to that meeting? No, what are you doing to Silent Prayer? Come over here and play with us. Join the group, which is a group of losers. Anyway, it's a spiritual thing, folks. Look at the misery on earth. Look at the politicians. Don't you see how miserable they are? And scared and worried and selfish? They don't work for you. They work against you. Look what has happened to the blacks. And now it's happening to other groups that follow their leaders. The blacks have been suffering for 70 years or so, and they are not free because they're following the wrong ideas and the wrong people. And they refuse to take control of their own lives as individuals. The group is not going to get into heaven. It's only the one, the individual. You got to drop your anger. You must forgive. There is never, ever, 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 but never, ever, 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 never, for whatever, I don't care what happens, there's never a reason to be angry. There's never a reason to argue. People who argue, they're doing it for the thrill. People who can give you pain, make you afraid, make you feel this, and make you, they're getting a thrill from it. Why do you think they're doing it? They're evil. They're not doing it out of love. Love don't hurt. Just a fantasy. Love don't live here anymore. You hear this on it? Just a fantasy. Love don't live here anymore.
Oh, yeah, I do know that song.
Oh, you heard that one?
I was about to say, my spirit must know it. No, but I actually think I know that one.
Amazing. Human beings, to have something called DEI, to have something called affirmative action, to have something called reparations, to have something called racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, Allahuabaism, Debbie Dadism, racism, sexism, all lies. That's evil, but that's what human beings need to do to control you, to distract you from you by making you believe lies. You could be free from lies, but you got to take control of you. Nobody else is responsible. Husbands are not responsible for wives. They're responsible in that they are the light of the world, but the light is out because they have not overcome the spirit of mama themselves. And their light, if they're married, even if they're not married, that light is supposed to guide the world, and the wife will follow, especially if they're working on themselves. But the men are lost too. And they put up fake masculinity. They put up fake helping. They don't know what they're doing. They've learned something intellectually and they think they got it, and they don't. They have no love. And they try to control the woman with hate, and they'll call it love. They'll try to control the woman with ego because they heard somebody said, this is what you're supposed to do, and now they're trying to do it, and it doesn't work. And then instead of realize, oh, you know what? That's not working. That's my fault. They'll blame the woman. You won't listen. You want this, you want that. Let me go over to Vietnam. Heard around the world by everybody and they mama, if you're black. Everybody and their mama, if you're white. And talk to a first-time caller, Rhett. I hope I'm saying, Rhett, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really happy that I'm on your show. I've been a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Let me hear you pronounce your name.
You familiar with Gone with the Wind?
Yep.
Rhett Butler?
Oh, yeah.
That's what my aunt named me after. My mom said, you get the call on this one. So she chose. My parents are German descent, so first generation. My aunt thought that because the book was so popular, it'd be a popular name. But much to my father's chagrin, it was not.
Oh, but for the public, how do you, let me hear you say your first name.
Rhett.
Rhett, Gone with the Rhett. Wind, yes. Amazing.
Yes, sir. So I'm born and raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
So what are you doing over in Vietnam?
Living my best life.
Amazing.
I studied at Penn State University. They had an opportunity to study abroad. I was really appalled by the way that the direction America was going in like 2012. I went to Vietnam thinking this was going to be a war-torn country, this and that. But when I saw how people lived, poor people, they had a family network. They knew every one of their neighbors. I saw happiness that didn't come from materialism. I saw a network of people who genuinely cared for one another. And I thought, why am I chasing to get myself in debt to get another degree when I can come to Vietnam, spread the knowledge that I have, and become a happier individual?
And so before you went over to Vietnam to study the brats, did you study the brats in America?
You tell me, did I study the broads?
Yeah, did you say you went over there to study the broads?
No. That certainly did happen, but I studied both. Well-versed on both hemispheres, multiple hemispheres.
How long you been over there?
Since 2014.
And so you like it?
I like it enough to move over here.
So you like it?
My own apartment.
You like it better than you do America?
I wish I could say that I missed America, but I don't. I just came back this last Christmas to visit my parents. I'm very close to my parents. Being first generation German makes me very different than most of my peers, and part of that is how close I am with my parents. I remember at Penn State, I'd call my parents every day, and my peers would say, "Oh, that's weird. Why do you talk to your parents that much?" And I'd say, "My father's a nuclear engineer. My mother's a nurse. There's so much wisdom and knowledge that they can bestow onto me. Why would I not absorb that from them?"
And so how old are you?
35 years old.
And because of time, I'm about to run, but do you, so do the Vietnam people, do you call Vietnam people, do they treat you like an American, or do they treat you like you're one of them?
So that's a good question. So I speak Vietnamese. I believe that wherever you move, just like my parents, when they moved to America, they had to learn English. If you move to a country, you must learn that language. You must learn the lingua franca. Because if not, you're putting yourself at the mercy of any interpreter, translator that can misconstrue any of your words.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you go. If I go to Rome, Italy, and I don't speak Italian, I'm at the mercy of whoever's translating.
Como te vu?
So, what's that?
Como te vu?
Je ne parle pas français. I speak English, German, I study Latin, and I speak Vietnamese.
And so do they, because of time, do they treat you, even though you speak the language, do they treat you as an American, or do they treat you as one of them?
So it took time. Where I live right now, it's not the two main cities, Hanoi or Saigon. I live in a city called Da Nang. And it's the third biggest city, but I live on the outskirts towards rice paddies, water buffalo, what have you. And when I approach someone I've never met before and they see me, there's a look of, oh, I don't know how to communicate with this person, and I open my mouth and I speak their language. It's a look of shock, and then, okay, I can talk to this person. And after that, it's, you respect us enough to put in your time to communicate with us and live by our moral code. which is very similar to what Americans' code of morals used to be 70, 80 years ago. But now, I was explaining to my wife, she heard about cancel culture, about how Baby, It's Cold Outside was canceled, but that song WAP by Megan Thee Stallion or whatever, that's allowed on the radio.
So let me ask, do they treat you like an American, or do they treat you like a Vietnamese person?
Initially, they treat me like I'm a foreigner. So there's just two words. You're either Vietnamese or you're a foreigner, outsider. Once I open my mouth and communicate with them and convey that I've spent enough time to understand their morals, their ethics,
and so do they treat
and their
you,
language, and they're fine with me.
So they treat you as one of them and not as an American.
True, yes.
And how old are you?
35, sir.
And so are you married to a Vietnam woman?
Yes, I am. She's a flight attendant for Vietnam Airlines.
Really? Do you have like little Vietnam children?
Vietnamese. Now, we are, unfortunately, last month, my wife had a miscarriage. She was our first. But we are, by the grace of God, next time we will have a child.
Right on. I wish you well with that.
I got to tell you, it is refreshing to hear somebody in America, because I'm watching from afar, and I'm seeing so many lies by people on not just mainstream media, but any kind of news outlet. Oh, it's sunny in California, is the place where everything's happening. I went there, Jesse, last year to visit a friend of mine who I met from high school. He joined the Marines. He was in San Diego. I visited him.
Yeah.
I've never seen more miserable people in my life.
It's horrible,
man. Not just because it was I remember I bought a little container of watermelon at a grocery store. I think it was Wegmans. $7. I called my mother-in-law. She said, I hope you don't. She doesn't speak any English. We speak Vietnamese together. She said, I really hope that my son-in-law is not going to pay $7 for a little thing of watermelon.
Amazing.
Said, that's not the man that my daughter was going to marry.
Amazing. Red, I got to run, man, because of time. Call me again. That's amazing.
I love watching your shows. I love watching you question this BS norm that is not the norm, that you know is not what America's founded and based on.
Yeah.
It's based on a code of Christian morals, Western Eurocentric morals.
Yeah.
Yes, they were shaped by all corners of the ancient Roman world, but America needs a definitive identity. That's why I think Vietnam and other countries in this area have a higher level of happiness, because they know what is expected of them. There's not this, is this okay? That's not okay.
Right.
This has been in practice for 70, 80 years as a national identity.
I want my country back, but I got to run, buddy. Call me again, all right?
All right, man. This was, I'm surprised I got through. It was, top my night off. It's about 9:48 p.m. here.
What the? That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right.
12 hours ahead.
That's amazing.
I'm calling from the future.
When next time you're in America, stop by and say hello.
Really?
Yeah, stop by Barn.
All right, man. What state are you stationed at?
Los Angeles?
Out
of Los Angeles.
Hey, that's a tall order, Jesse, going back to California.
Come at your own risk.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, buddy. I got it.
My life insurance. Thank you so much, man. You made my night.
Right on. You too. Thank you, buddy. 888-775-3773. First time caller, David out of Texas. David, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, Jesse, I'm so happy to be on the air. Jesse, I watch the show. I agree with everything you say. Well, for the most part. But there was one thing I wanted to address, especially considering the event that happened this weekend that the whole country seems to get hypnotized about. I know, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, that football thing, you know? Now, I don't understand how people can become, you know, people that shine away from the church, and instead of Sunday being the Lord's Day, it becomes a you know, football day. And that just really irks me, Jesse. Reminds me of that quote in George Orwell's famous novel, 1984. And I quote it, it says, "Heavy physical work, the care of home and children, petty quarrels with neighbors, films, football, beer, and above all, gambling filled up the horizon of their minds."
Yeah.
"To keep them in control was not difficult."
That's deep. That's a very good point, man.
That is exactly ever since. I don't understand it. Now, there's nothing wrong with anybody going out there and throwing a pig ball and catching it. But it's like watching, I don't know if you've seen these videos, Jesse, on YouTube. I don't belong in this era, Jesse, due to the fact that there's videos of people eating donuts and people eating a steak dinner on the YouTube. And the comments, "Oh, you're amazing. Oh, you eat so wonderfully well." And I don't understand it, Jesse. Why, you know, it's one thing to go to the steakhouse and eat a steak. Why would I want to watch people eat a steak and then leave a comment?
It's all for the thrill. People are miserable. They're lost. They're lonely. They're depressed. They're suicidal. And they're miserable. But they're looking for thrills and hope that somehow or another they'll find peace in the thrills. But the thrills are never enough. So they got to go from one thing to another one.
Amen, brother. That is exactly it. From the Roman Colosseum to Shakespearean England, human beings love tribal blood sports.
Yes.
If we could watch and cheer dismemberment and fights to the death, we would, but we can't. So we enthusiastically settle for sports because we don't know any better.
All for the thrill of it. You're absolutely right. Amazing. David, thank you for your call, man. I appreciate it.
You know, Jesse, I feel so fortunate that my brother in Christ, that I'm talking to you. I've always told, you know, I tell my kids that if you lay down, people will step all over them.
Yeah.
But if you keep scrambling, if you keep going, someone will always, always give you a hand. And that is you, my brother, and you keep doing the Lord's work. And I appreciate you, and I want to say a shout-out to Julie, my wife, my beautiful wife, and David from work, and Gigi, you know. I just want to say ice cream yum. That's our little secret, man. So
All right. Thank
you so much, Jesse. I appreciate you. You know, God bless you, my brother.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it. And shout-out to your family. That's amazing.
Amen, brother. You take care, and hopefully we get to talk again.
Absolutely. Thank you, David. Amazing. I got to take a break. I don't know why this hour went by so fast. It's not my fault. The hate news, not the fake news, is coming right now. The hate news, not the fake news. 2 more hours to go. I'll be back in a moment. 888-7753-773. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening, and I started just being more at peace. And I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father, and it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
Thank you. It's some serious mess going on in the world. But Trump is bringing back, or encouraging that you bring back, plastic straws. Oh, yeah, no more of that paper mess, paper and glue or whatever. And Elon gave an unsolicited offer to buy ChatGPT. That's OpenAI's ChatGPT. I mean, yeah, whatever. Or ChatGPT's OpenAI, really. He's going to buy the whole OpenAI, or he wants to, for like $100 billion. So evil Sam Altman, I'm calling him evil, said he'll take X for like just under $10 billion. And package delays from China. Ordering your packages from China, you get maybe Amazon, Shein, Temu. Is that because of Trump's tariffs, or is the U.S. Postal Service dysfunctional? I don't know. And Google Maps, the Gulf of America and the Gulf of Mexico are both shown to you foreigners. Only the Gulf of America is shown to the Americans on Google Maps already. And they're going to be changing Denali back to its rightful name, Mount McKinley. We're in America. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, February 11th, 2025 AD. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back to your calls and more great stories and some super chats. President Donald J. Trump signed an executive order encouraging the return to plastic drinking straws, a complete shift from the evil, crooked Joe Biden, Obama, basically, administration, their efforts to rein in single-use plastic waste. Another example of Trump rushing to fulfill his campaign promises. Oh, yeah, promises made, promises kept, as always, with our greatest president. And Elon Musk attempted to put himself at the forefront of AI, artificial intelligence, with a high-stakes bid that could reshape the future of the technology. The Tesla and SpaceX founder is leading a group of investors who've offered to buy OpenAI, the parent company of ChatGPT that he co-founded, by the way, with Sam Altman, I think, for nearly $100 billion. So cool. Billion with a B, by the way. The investment could give Elon Musk majority control of the company, which rivals his X.AI program, Grok. In a response to the unsolicited offer, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, not a Christian, I don't think, doesn't act like one anyway, said in a post on X, "No thank you, but we will buy Twitter." It's not Twitter. Dirtbag. Don't say dirtbag, kids. "For $9.74 billion if you want." So posted Sam Altman. Their back and forth came as political and business leaders are meeting for the Artificial Intelligence Action Summit today in Paris to discuss how to create effective guardrails for AI without stifling innovation. And Hamas said that they're postponing the next hostage release, scheduled to take place in Gaza on Saturday, until further notice. They're accusing Israel of breaking the ceasefire deal. Israel described the postponement as a complete violation of the ceasefire and called on the Israeli military to prepare for any possible scenario in Gaza. President Donald J. Trump urged Israel to cancel the ceasefire and let all hell break out unless Hamas releases all the remaining hostages by noon, high noon, that is, on Saturday. Trump also set to meet with King Abdullah of Jordan at the White on the Inside White House today, a week after proposing a new plan to seize control of Gaza and push Jordan and Egypt to accept millions of new Palestinian refugees. Very cool. Very fun. Exciting things happening. The recent tariffs set in motion by the Trump administration could be to blame, supposedly according to CNN, for delayed packages coming from China on sites like Amazon, Shein, I called it Shane at first, and Temu. I don't know if that's how it's pronounced. Last week, Trump levied a 10% tariff on all goods coming from China to the United States. And so, what a mess. And the U.S. Postal Service is in chaos. Not surprising. They're always that way. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2. ¶¶
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. What the? Mama mia. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. And my biblical question, does Satan know God? Does Satan know God? Amazing question. It's for those who want to, excuse me, it's for those who want to wake up and know themselves, who want to enter into perfect peace. It's not for everybody. Most people love their hell. They love their misery. And they'll fight you before they let you take that away from them. You try to take away my hell? Who will I be if I didn't have my hell? Who would I be if I didn't have fate happiness and fate anger and fate everything? Don't take that away from me, nigga rah-rah. Nigga rah-rah, you ever gone to nigga rah-rah? Anyway, if you're out and about, whether you're over in nigga rah-rah or America, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast. You can be listening on your phone, though, no matter what you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, and we are going to get to your super chats. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday.
Bring back
my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog?
Who let the dogs out? Amazing. Nice. I want to tell you about Dessert Plane, but let me go to John out of North Carolina, first time caller. John, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
You're welcome, John.
Yeah, so I was just calling about one of my friends, man. I think he's being a beta. I feel like he needed to hear something from you.
And how is he being a beta?
Well, I don't know. It's just like the lady or the woman that he's with now. She it seems like he on the curfew and picking out the clothes for him and making decisions on what he can and can't eat and just stuff like that. Like, pretty much she's making all the decisions for him. Like, he can't speak up for himself.
So this is his wife?
Nah, Not at all.
His girlfriend?
Yeah.
And your question for me is what?
Like, how do you think he can get himself out of that situation? Or do you feel like I just need to let him go through it? Just
you,
until he feel like stand up.
Does it bother you that he's a beta?
I mean, not necessarily. I mean, if that's what he want to be, well, I just can see it. I felt like, you know, maybe he need to hear somebody.
Did you tell him that he was a beta?
I didn't tell him he was a beta, but I told him he need to stand up for himself. But I feel like that's a better word to use for him.
And what did he say when you told him he need to stand up for himself? What did he say?
Pretty much like, nah, everything was all, you know, it's all good, and he don't see anything wrong with it. If that's what makes his relationship work.
And so are you bothered by it at all?
No, I wouldn't say I'm bothered by it, but I mean, I noticed it. And I felt like, you know, it just don't seem like it's right.
But,
I mean, I feel like as a man, you know.
But you've talked to him about it. He said, no, it's fine. He like it that way, right?
Yeah.
And so since he said that he loved the way it is, he like it that way, he doesn't want to change, why don't you just leave him in his hell and don't have any opinion about it at all? Because most people do love their misery. They don't want out. Because if you try to get him out and he doesn't want out, he's going to blame you for it.
Then he tried to make it seem like I'm the reason that something's going on.
Absolutely. So why don't you just wish him well? Okay, friend, I told you that you're a beta, but if you want to be a beta, if you want to be a beta, I understand, and leave him in his beta ship.
Can you give him one big beta one time?
What's his first name?
Marcus.
Hey, Marcus, John don't want you to be a beta.
What
a mess.
Like, what a mess.
What the?
All right, man.
Thank you, John.
Appreciate you for letting me come on.
Right on. Anytime.
All right, have a good one.
You too, buddy. 888-775-3773. Julian from Illinois. Julian, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Julian.
My question.
Are you a first-time caller?
First-time caller.
First-time. Welcome, man.
My question is, should I really forgive my mom despite my intention? Because I've been listening for a lot of years, and I think that not everyone has to forgive their mom. But I still haven't done it. Despite listening for those years.
And why do you think that everyone doesn't have to forgive their mothers?
Because some might be very ill or I don't know. That might be passed away, or the purpose of forgiving your mom might be that just you want to have a better life.
That is the reason for forgiveness. You want a better life. You're not going to have a better life. You're not going to ever, ever, ever be free until you forgive your mother and your father. Ain't no way to be free. Until you forgive, you're not going to have perfect peace. And do you need to forgive your mother?
I don't believe that I need to do it in person because... Okay. She would be really mad, and It wouldn't do her any well. It wouldn't do her any good.
It's not.
How do I be compassionate for her while my, if my intention is to do well by forgiving her, then who am I? I don't care so much about myself or, sorry, Jesse. Not sure. If I care so much about myself, why does she matter so much? Or something.
But you don't care about yourself.
Right. As a man, a man ought to not care about himself.
But you don't care about anyone. Because if you cared about anyone, you would forgive your mother. You would go and forgive her. You have no love. And that's why you don't want to forgive your mother. You're afraid of her because you resent her. And you're trying to find excuses to not overcome your fears. But you're never going to overcome your fears until you face your mother.
Well, what if the son actually has bad... What if the mother has good intention to say to this, to me, to the son, hey, I don't care about your forgiveness. This is what you... What if the son has good reason to not have deserve forgiveness?
No,
or not forgiveness, but... for example, if you haven't spoken to them for 8 years or so, or 7 or 6 years, isn't it unto the son to, you know, take care of their mom at some point or their parents?
No. The only thing you owe your parents is forgiveness because they've done the best they could. They were screwed up. They couldn't help themselves, so they screwed you up. And by you realize that you're screwed up and you can't help yourself, it will cause you to realize that they couldn't help themselves. It came from them and you become like them. And that will cause you to go and forgive so you can be free and leave them in the hell. They don't need to come. Your mother does not need to come out of her hell. She doesn't need to admit she was wrong if she doesn't want to. Leave her in her hell. You forgive her by apologizing for resenting her, and God will forgive you. How old are you?
27.
And so why are you afraid to go and forgive her?
Well, I really don't want to talk to her, for starters. Also, I don't want to remember what she has to say for the rest of my life. But I don't want to be 42 years old and remember this conversation. I don't want it to, like, imprint itself on my memory or something like that.
But
or,
if you truly see that you need to forgive her, that you are wrong for resenting her, and you go and forgive her, you would never have to think about her again. But if you don't forgive her, she's going to always leave an imprint on you. She will control you from the grave. But if you forgive, you will forget her.
Okay.
But don't do it because I said it. Do it because you see you need to forgive so God can forgive you and give you peace. But you don't owe her. You don't have to take care of her. You don't have to send her money or give her money or anything unless you want to without guilt. That's unto you. You don't owe your parents anything, But forgiveness, and that's for you. It's really not for them, but it's for you. And it's up to you.
Okay.
But make sure you do it because you want to do it, shaking your boots. And when you go and forgive her, and if you go, you don't have to hang out with her. Don't argue with her about it. Just say, hey, I wanted to say I'm sorry for hating you, for screwing up my life. I realize now you can help yourself. Her mother did it to her. Have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from her?
I've told him to listen to your show, but no, not directly.
Yeah, why not?
Many years ago.
Why have you forgiven him?
Well, because he couldn't possibly understand, you know.
He didn't need to understand, man. But you need to understand that you are wrong for being angry. Anger is judgment. Judgment is hatred, and it separates you from God. They don't need to understand it. You need to understand what you're doing. And you're seeing from your own heart. That you're seeing in your own heart that you're angry, and angry people would never know God. It doesn't matter if you read the Bible, you go to church, you confess Jesus as Lord and Savior. You never will know God if you're angry.
I've wanted to forgive my dad in person to practice for forgiving my mom in person. Because I'm not so much afraid of what he has to say or much scared, but it's been on my mind for a long time.
But the only reason you're afraid of your mother, and I promise you this, the only reason you're afraid of your mother is you hate her. Anyone that has anger has fear. And so, but when you face her shaking in your boot, trembling in fear, and you face her and forgive her, the fear will disappear because fear is fake. It's not even real.
Okay.
I wish you well. Let me know how. Are you doing the silent prayer?
No.
What a beta.
Yeah, I know.
But,
absolutely. I am.
Don't be a beta. Work on yourself, man. Forgive your parents, and you're going to tremble, but it'll be the last time you ever have to tremble in your life. You'll be fine. And do the silent prayer. If you don't want to be free, don't do any of the things I suggest. But if you want to be free and have perfect peace right here on earth, you got to forgive. Because you're judging. All angry people judge. And people who judge think they know right from wrong. They think they're God. And as long as you think you're God, you will never know God. You'll know about him. You'll hear about him, but you won't know him. You'll have ideas about him, but you won't know him. They will just be ideals. And ideas are just a thought. They don't work. But you need to work on yourself if you want to be free, Julian.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
I will.
Why you sound so out of it? Why you sound tired?
There's lots of things I want to say, but isn't so appropriate.
Oh, okay. If you need counseling, go to rebuildingtheman.com. RebuildingTheMan.com and make an appointment or call 800-411-BOND and set up a counseling appointment, all right?
All right.
800-411-2663.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Thanks so much, Jesse.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chat.
There's one line open right now, 888-77-JESSE.
Wayne from Texas bought a coffee.
And your shirt. When I first saw the shirt, I thought it was like, I thought there was an earth up there over the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the sun in the middle of the earth over the mountain. But you told me differently.
It's Zion. It's Zion National Park, I think.
That what that is?
In Utah.
Really? There's a place in Utah that looked like that.
Yep.
You been there?
Nope.
How you know that?
It has a shirt, a picture of it.
And it said that it's in Utah?
Well, I know that Zion National is a national park, and it's got to be in Utah, right? Because the Mormons think that they're the true Israel in America. Shout out.
The Mormons think they're the true Jews?
I think so. Something like that.
Are you serious? But the blacks think they're the Jews.
Everybody thinks they're the
Everybody
Jews.
Everybody want to be a Jew. What the?
Wayne in Texas bought a coffee. When was Jesus tempted? Jesus was tempted in the New Testament, but Old Covenant. The New Covenant began at his death, and he was tempted while he was alive, says Wayne.
Thank you, Wayne. Amazing. Appreciate it.
Paris Sound One says, Jesse, I don't know how to worship God the Father. I feel that I should be doing a lot more than just being in the present. Please help.
But that's all you need to be doing. There's nothing else to do. And the light will guide you. But you've been taught and trained that you should be doing something else. The phony preachers and in church have taught you that you don't need to do anything, but be still and know God. All right? Amazing. Thank you.
Zion National Park in Utah.
That what Nate wrote?
Yep.
What is that?
Zion.
Oh, Nate didn't know about that either.
I don't know if he knew or didn't know.
Have you ever heard of that, Nate?
I was just confirming it was in Utah, but I was also laughing at the people in Utah saying they're the real Jews.
Oh.
I just didn't know that. I never heard that.
Everybody want to be Jewish, and the blacks want to be white, and the white want to be Jewish. And what a mess!
Well,
okay.
Don't necessarily take my word with a grain of salt. Hake is not necessarily the most reliable source.
Oh.
But I know that Joseph Smith, the guy who made the Mormon thingy,
right,
talked about America as if it's like the promised land and stuff like that.
And where is Joseph now?
In heaven with our Lord.
I rest my case.
Or some people might not think that he's in heaven.
I counsel with a lot of Mormon people who ran away from the Mormon religion thing.
Yeah.
And they're on the run. And I'm going to ask them, do they think they're the Jews?
Yeah. You may get a different answer from me from what I gave you.
Yeah, because I'll let you not sure.
Right.
Hey.
Alpha. Ariadne, three coffees. Please talk about the pastor out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, calling for violence against Elon. Hadn't heard about that. He spoke of righteous anger and how it should be used against Elon. Is that what pastors are calling for?
I have not heard about that at all. We'll look into that. Thank you. I have not heard about it. I'll have my producer look into it, and we'll check it out.
Sounded like Allahu Akbar.
My producer's telling me that we got the story coming.
Nice.
He heard about it yesterday. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Rob bought a coffee. If your mind is thinking, then your life is stinking.
What the? Thank you.
No more thoughts. Biblical question.
Does Satan know God?
I don't really know, because I'm in the dark myself about who God really is. But I assume the devil knows about God, but is totally separated from him. Also, happy 35 for Bond. 1990 is an amazing year. I was born in White History Month of 1990.
Wow.
Doxed.
That's amazing. Thank you very much. This is our 35th anniversary of Bond, my nonprofit, this last Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you. No more thoughts. Over on Threads, in answer to the biblical question.
Does Satan know God?
Replying to Jesse Lee Peterson on threads.net.
Nice.
Del X Ray says, better than we do.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate that. Nick put watermelon in my hand.
Yeah.
That sent a message.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't a pretty one. The anchor baby did that. What the? Amazing.
Danny,
thank you.
Danny bought a coffee. Hey, Danny from the UK. All right, Jesse and the lads. James, Jesse, how much would I need to pay you to marry Maxine Waters?
Ain't enough money on earth.
Laughing face with tears.
There's not enough money on earth or in heaven. Thank you.
Jim in Alaska answered the biblical question yesterday.
Does Satan know God?
The devil cannot know God because the devil has hate.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Best answer I've heard. Well, I say. Anyway, Commander Kim, with a rumble rant, when I worked at this outdoorsy place, folks loved bringing their dogs into the hunting store. Few people had well-behaved dogs. Most treated them worse than spoiled children, probably like their own human kids.
People, the way people treat dogs today, dog owners are evil. They're evil. They have no love, not for themselves, not for anybody, not even the dog. How sad is that? Human nature is wicked, and it destroys everything. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Commander Kim.
Yeah.
Nice rumble rant.
Yeah.
Someone answered to the biblical question.
Does Satan know God?
I don't believe Satan knows God, because if he did, I believe he would not have tried to be God. I don't believe he would have tried to sit where God sits.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Chris says, with a coffee, I agree, Jesse, with almost everything you say, but I have to disagree about dogs. Dogs have true unconditional love for humans. Lock your wife and your dog in the trunk of your car for an hour. Only one will be happy to see you, and it ain't going to be your wife. Laughing face sideways with tears.
Well, your dog have the same type of love your wife has, and your wife has the same type of love your dog has. What the?
Nice.
Thank you.
Pretty funny, Chris.
Yeah.
I kind of want to try it. Anyway.
You want to try it?
Well, no, I disavow. Just kidding. Just kidding, YouTube.
What the? Yeah, I told you.
Marcus bought a coffee. Jesse, give the experts a raise. Punchy TV was amazing yesterday.
Oh, yeah? I didn't see it yet. Do we have a teaser? No.
Well, we streamed it live. I don't think he made a teaser out of it.
Oh, okay.
He might.
Okay, thank you.
Julie from Connecticut, Eric's wife. Eric just told me he remembers when people would put dogs in baby strollers and walk them around the neighborhood in strollers.
See, I told you. Human heart is wicked. They're destroying the animal. They destroy one another. They destroy their own children. And then they destroy the animal. That's all they're doing. They're literally destroying the animal. And they call it love. In the same way they destroy humans and one another and themselves, and they call it love. What a sad way to live. Amazing.
Someone says, hello, sir. When does the Old Testament end and the New begin? If Jesus was still here, how could that be the New Testament? Trying to understand. !
I don't understand. Jesus ain't here, except for in us. I don't understand the question.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't understand the question. Call me about it. 888-77-JESSE. Let me take a quick break.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
And I'll be back. Your phone calls. And we'll finish up the Super Chats as well. A quick break. Back in a moment.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Okay, folks, welcome back. Welcome back. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, comment. We are on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King, and JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. So like, follow, do all the amazing things, all right? And the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. And at 12 noon, The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. All right. And for shout-outs, I do shout-outs for you. For shout-outs, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Birthday shout-outs, weddings, anniversaries, congratulations, whatever the shout-out is. All right, let me go quickly to Ray out of California. Ray, thanks for calling, and thanks for holding you on the air. Hey, Ray.
Hi. I had a question about the vessel that we're in. We're improving ourselves, but it's all inside. Can you share your thoughts on improving the outside, physical exercise and stuff like that?
Well, I don't quite understand what you're asking, but you should be working on the outside and the inside. And you work on the outside in the physical way. You should run or walk or lift a little weights or do something, and then watch how you eat, and take care of your outside of the building as well as the inside.
Okay.
Do you work out?
I was trying to find the importance.
So what now?
I was trying to figure out how important it was.
Oh, it's very important, because if you don't work on the outside, you're going to end up bent over as you get older. Your bones going to be weak. You won't be able to walk. You'll have to be in a wheelchair, and it won't be pretty. So you should take care of it. The problem, Ray, is that people work on the outside of the cup or the glass, the body, but they never work on the inside. That's where the problem is.
Thank you. I feel like I've done good on the inside.
Right on. Well, yeah, make sure you work out. You know, walk or run, or I don't know how old you are. If you're able to lift some weight, make sure you lift, even if you lift lightweight, you should lift some. But be careful with them and just take care of yourself. Eat right and you'll be fine.
Thank you, Reverend.
You're welcome, buddy. Amazing. Andreas out of there's a line, 888-77-JESSE. Andres out of Dallas, Texas. Andres, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes, Jesse. My name is Andres. I'm a black man here in Dallas, Texas.
Are you a first-time caller?
No, I've called you a few times, but it's just last week I couldn't get on, and the week before that I couldn't get on. But you, I've called you before. You know that I had HIV in 1995.
You don't sound black. You sound white.
No, you have to go to my website, and you'd see that I'm African-American.
I believe you, but you sound white. But thank you for calling. You
know, but that's very conducive in the business community, I found. And then plus, I was born in Germany. That's the reason why.
Oh.
I mean, it took me a while. So I lost my German accent, which is sad because a German guy told me the chicks dig the accent. Well, I lost the German accent.
And why? How did you lose it?
I just, being amongst growing up in South Garland, Texas, and, you know, just adapting to the status quo. I mean, unfortunately,
I
lost it.
Yeah, I got you.
I can fake it, but no, I don't want to.
Nah.
It's too hard to fake it, you know?
It's not that.
I can talk like a German if I try, but it's too hard to think about all the time. So,
yeah.
So I want to say this, after seeing our self-destruction or as African-American and seeing how bad we treat each other, you know, I've compilated the entire research for Black Lives Matter. You know what Black Lives Matter is, Jesse?
Yes.
It's three words, an inferiority complex, one big, fat inferiority complex. It's the reason why we destroy each other in business. It's the reason why we destroy our wives, we beat our wives. We have an inferiority complex, and we use Black Lives Matter to get it out. And it's ridiculous. It's satanic, of course. And it's just, it's benign. And you know what? I love America because I was able to live the American dream. And people loathe me for it. They say, you know, why you say that? I mean, there ain't no dream for us. That's for them. No, it isn't. I travel the world.
Yeah.
I use my credit cards. I don't care about it. I love credit cards. They give you the power to go anywhere you want to go.
That's right.
And I went all the way to Europe many times. I went to Cambodia twice on missions before I got dumped into bankruptcy by a coveted black man who coveted my success. And he put me into bankruptcy when I was dying of AIDS in 2003. And
amazing.
I survived AIDS. And my company survived the peril because my attorney decided not to file.
So let me ask, because of time, let me ask. How the blacks haven't always been screwed up and angry and out of control.
What
happened to cause the blacks to become the way they are? What happened to them?
Well, I think it's when we were given the freedom we were given. I mean, affirmative action, all these changes gave us, you know, an opportunity to live the American dream, but we still don't take it as it is. We destroy each other to get to the top. We'd rather destroy each other than work in unison. We just don't work together. We don't work together. It's a demon of pride. It is a demon of pride. That's what convolutes.
And so will the blacks ever overcome this? Or that?
I don't know. I know in Proverbs it says God detests the proud. So, you know, when we sit there with the fist up in the air, you know, black pride, I mean, it backfires on us. You put that fist up in the air, and I guarantee you, you're not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, you go places of humility. You know, in Psalms 138, it says God respects the humble. And we like to think that, you know, God is no respecter of men, but he respects the humble, the innate, humble humility of a living woman. Yeah.
Amazing, man. How old are you now?
I'm 56 now.
Amazing.
And, I've done my company after 28 years. I still have my construction company.
Right on. So I got to run, but let me ask really fast. When you tell the blacks that they're screwed up and tell them why, how do they receive that?
Oh, they think I'm a hater, or they think I'm a, I'm a sellout, Uncle Tom.
Oh, okay.
You know, the proverbial words, the few words that we have, the choice words. to try to belittle ourselves.
Amazing.
You know, it's just it's amazing. But you know, but I want to say this: the American dream is open to everybody, every man on this planet.
Absolutely.
If we treat each other right.
Absolutely.
You know?
You
we don't
see
each other it interrupts and destroys what MLK wanted and destroys what God wanted when we destroy ourselves.
If you have no love, you have nothing.
That's right.
What does it profit a man that he should gain the world but lose his soul? If you don't have love, you have nothing.
Amen. Amen. You're right.
Thank you, Andres. I appreciate it, man. Amazing call. Thank you.
God bless you.
You too, buddy. Amazing. Let me go to Canada and talk to Jermaine. Jermaine, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Jermaine.
Amazing.
Amazing.
I was calling for the biblical question.
I'm sorry?
I was calling for the biblical question.
Does Satan know God?
I would say yes.
And why do you say yes?
Because I remember when you were doing Bond one time, you were saying, don't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing.
Yes.
And he said, because God, I don't know the full scripture what he says, but it says, whatever God does, the devil itself will replicate it. And that's how you get, that's how you end up seeing, he may deceive you because he's going to use it against you.
Amazing. I want to respond. I really, really do, but I can't. I got to wait until Sunday. I appreciate that, man. Had you ever thought about that before, if Satan knows God?
No, if I ever, maybe it crossed my mind, but I never, think about it.
Right. Amazing.
I got a question for you.
What do you
quick.
Think about, I don't know if you heard the opening or not, what do you think about the fact that human beings are so evil, they destroy themselves, their children, they destroy others, human beings, and then now they're destroying the animals. The dogs, the cat, they're destroying them in the same way they destroy children and everything.
Well, we can't help it, right?
But am I right about that they destroy animals?
I see it all the time here in Canada where they're wearing, putting dogs in these clothes and shoes.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is happening? Like, they're dogs. I'm like, why are you trying to make them into your kids? It's like, it's weird.
Right. They have no love. I'm telling you, right? Human nature, human beings are evil. And that's why they destroy each other and even the animals. And they'll say, oh, look, the dog's so cute. The dog has on a raincoat. I'm thinking, what an idiot. They have no love for that dog. They'll weaken the dog, and they're calling it love. In the same way, they weaken their own children and each other.
I remember one time with my ex, I was at her family Christmas dinner, and her mom dressed the dog up in clothes. And when the dog came in, I was on the floor just laughing the entire time. I couldn't stop laughing because the dog was like, begging and looking at us like, what are they doing to me? I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah. What an evil woman.
Oh, wow. And you know what? But of her son, now that I'm learning, I'm, you know, trying to walk with the son to get to the father.
Yes.
And I'm looking back at certain things and I'm like, I was with her. She was older than me too, the lady I was with. And her mom turned her son into gay. Like, it's ridiculous. Now that I look back on it, it's the spirit of the mom he took on. And then I'm like, the father was beta. And I'm like, wow. Now,
The people who think that they are gay or lesbian, they don't know that they have the spirit of their mothers. They have hatred of their mothers. And they become like what they hate. And then the world tells them that it's them when it's really not them. It's no different than a murderer or whatever else. It's a spirit, the hatred in the mind. They become like what they hate.
Yeah.
And they become emotional like that and everything. Amazing.
The way I figure it out is that I look into myself first because you always says look into you first, then you'll see what's happening. I remember when I was a kid, my mom did traumatize me. She she showed me love, but it was so wrong the way she showed it to me. She showed you love, and then she ended up showing you anger at the same time after. And because... then I would go in my thoughts and be like, oh, no one loves me because she showed me fake love.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
It was not love. It was hate, and they call hate love. You're absolutely right. What a mess.
What a mess, eh?
What a mess. Go ahead.
I want to ask you this real quick, Jesse, okay. Because I've seen a clip going around with Dr. Jordan Peterson when he was on this interview, and he was asked, is Jesus God? And he said, yes. And I've noticed, like, most people, they would say Jesus is God. I have no idea where they get it from because I don't see where he says he's God. They probably refer, a lot of in scripture people refer to him as God, but he never said he was God.
Right.
So I'm still trying to understand where do people come up with these things.
What I notice is that they hear somebody else say it, either a preacher or their parents, and then they just believe into that. And once you believe a lie, it's hard to believe the truth. Unless you want to know the truth will come. And it will wake you up and cause you to see it. But they'll just say it because somebody else said it. And, yeah. And then they try to read the Bible to prove it. But there's nowhere in the Bible where Jesus said that he was God. He said over and over and over, I'm the Son. The Father sent me. I pray to the Father. You and I are brothers. What I own, you own. I got to go back home to the Father. But somebody said it, and they believed it, and they stuck with it. Amazing. Yeah.
It's just mostly the people that study the Bible. They study it and then hold on to it.
Yes.
They're not supposed to hold on to it. Because how can God himself pour wisdom and knowledge into you if you're holding on to things that you think? That's what it is.
100%. You're absolutely right. Thank you, Jermaine. Amazing.
One more thing, Jesse. They were on Punchy TV yesterday. I was watching it.
Uh-huh.
I don't think what the pastor did was wrong or right. I think he wanted to do good, but the way he went and do it was not the right way.
They were talking about that on Punchy yesterday?
I think it was yesterday.
I didn't see Punchy yesterday, so I don't know yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you, buddy.
All right, sounds good. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Amazing. 888-777-5773. 888. There's one line open. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Good morning again.
hey, again. Babe.
Alpha. Gregory bought a coffee. Satan does not. This is, I guess, the biblical question.
Does Satan know God?
Satan does not know God. He is too busy living out his version of what he thinks God is. Satan love his hell.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Shout out, Gregory.
Yeah. Shout out.
Four coffees from Nicholas. Hey, JLP. What Bible do you guys recommend besides the one on your heart? LOL.
I recommend the New Jerusalem Bible. It's simple, easy to read, and it makes sense. And how about you? You don't even read the Bible.
I do. I grew up on the NIV, but I don't necessarily recommend it because it translates the thought, which is not necessarily right. And it's made by liberals, New International Version.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord!
And so, like, I cater to the King James only people, the King James Version only people.
Right.
Because it's a lot of my flat earth audience and non-flat earth audience, too. And I like New King James because it's a little bit more easier to read than the old King James. NASB is okay. ESV is okay, I think.
That's too many Bibles.
My point is, it doesn't really matter to me at this point. I don't know.
But the New King James?
Yeah.
Doesn't it go like thee and thou and y'all and
yeah? No, that's the old King James.
Oh.
But you frequently quote the King James Version
I
when
do?
You quote the Bible.
Nice.
Without giving references.
I didn't even know it.
Right, because you quote the Bible and it's you don't even necessarily reference it.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Gregory.
But I read the New New Jerusalem.
Oh, he said what Bible, not what Bibles. I gave him a bunch.
Oh, yeah. Now he's confused.
But I don't think it matters much. Thank you, Nicholas. Anthony with a Cash App. Congratulations on 35 years.
Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Daniel says counseling yesterday was well worth it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. It was amazing. We have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. By phone, Skype, or walk-in. Go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com, or call 800-411-2663. Individual and family counseling. 800-411-BOND. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin tipped in response to Punchy TV.
Right on.
Saying, Joel doesn't understand why or how Bible regurgitation is considered the same thing as give Jesus the wheel. His only sense of it is empty droning for Satan, which is how Jesse always interprets it, says Lin Yen Chin.
Amazing.
Bible thumping.
Is that good or bad?
He doesn't say whether it's good or bad.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
He also says, with another tip, incorrect Christian culture and in Derek's bias. Derek has a C in it, by the way. Letting God speak through your memory of the Bible, that is their method to overcome what women intellectuals and Jesse call ego. It is their version of be still and know the Holy Spirit presence.
Thank you. Amazing. Appreciate it.
Jesse doesn't know because he hasn't caught Punchy TV. He didn't catch the live stream. He was busy.
Oh, these are the things you guys dealt with yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I did not see it yet, so I can't comment, Lin Lin Chin. But if I get time, I'll watch it.
Wow.
I will at some point. But I was counseling yesterday, and I couldn't.
Dad didn't watch our game.
I know. You're a bad dad.
don't let
mom know because mom will say I'm abusive.
Hannah's bought three coffees. Happy Tuesday, Jesse and crew, and happy 35 years of Bond.
Thank you.
You are a godsend.
I appreciate that, and thank you for your support as well. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. What the... Let me go to Tessa and talk to Osvaldo. Hold on, bud. I hear the music. Let me take a break. One more hour to go. When I come back, I'll come to Osvaldo and the rest of your callers and your super chat. The hate news is coming up now. Not fake news, but the hate. HAKE News. Back in a moment. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A Guatemala bus crash killed 54 people. Feels like they just had one. But maybe I'm thinking Peru or some other place, because there's been crazy deadly bus crashes all over the place. A Bahamas shark attack injured a couple of Americans. North Korea's medical facilities are treating Russian soldiers. Isn't that kind of heartwarming? Imagine North Korea treating Russians. Beautiful. And other mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Tuesday, February 11th, 2025 AD. The lines are full, guys, right now. You can call in, but the lines are busy right now. But call in every so often in case a line opens up, or as you hear JLP wrapping up with another caller, and it's free via Skype. Say you're overseas and you don't have international calling. Just go on your log into Skype on your phone or a computer and use the dial pad 1-888-775-3773, and you can call from your computer or phone or whatever. Nice. Skype.com. Anyway, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports the Gulf of America, the body of water formerly known as the in the United States as the Gulf of Mexico, is now listed for U.S.-based users of Google Maps as the Gulf of America. People using maps in the U.S. will see Gulf of America, and people in Mexico will see Gulf of Mexico. Oh, Lord. Everyone else will see both names, Gulf of America / Gulf of Mexico. That's what Google stated on Monday in a statement. The search giant said last month they would also change the name of Mount McKinley, the nation's highest peak, from Denali to Mount McKinley. Denali was a nod to the region's so-called native population, but we're the native population now, right? And the American Indians, they're also native, but we're also native. Anyway, both moves stem from an executive action that President Trump signed after taking office, saying the changes honor American greatness. And he's right, based. At least 54 people died. More were injured in Guatemala City on Monday after a bus traveling on a busy highway plunged off a bridge into a ravine. Local officials said. Images of the wreckage posted to social media by emergency teams show the bus overturned and partially submerged in water. Debris seen scattered around the bus, both on the ground and in the water. Guatemalan President Bernardo Arevalo sorry, called the tragedy a national pain. I'm laughing at my pronunciation, not at the tragedy, obviously. Writing on X that he stands in solidarity with the families of the victims. Solidarity, communist buzzword, by the way. An investigation is underway to determine the cause of the crash. Two American tourists recently injured in an apparent shark attack in the Bahamas while swimming over there. Watch out for sharks. There's sharks over in SoCal, too, I hear. So be careful. By the way, Venice is charging 10 euros, also known as euros, for day trippers to visit the beloved Italian city of Venice on some days this summer, double from last year's 5 euros or euros to help curb overcrowding, weed out some of the riffraff, you know, sift them out. Of course, nowadays, YouTuber and TikToker stunt people are making all kinds of money, and they can blow money and still cause riffraff. Anyway, 12,000 troops North Korea sent to Russia as part of the landmark defense pact signed in June. Moscow and Pyongyang, capital of North Korea, pledged to help one another if either nation is attacked. North Korea is also using some of their medical facilities to treat hundreds of Russian soldiers. Isn't that sweet? It's a sign of deepening ties between the countries. Heartwarming, except for the fact that Russia and the Ukraine are at war with one another, killing one another. It's so terrible. So watch out. It's a mess. But anyway, Trump is back, and he's in charge, and he'll bring that war to an end, too, I hope. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Thank you. got to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show. What? That's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. And it's only for those who are working on themselves to overcome their misery. It's not for everyone, because I know for a fact and without a doubt, most people love their misery. That's why they will not overcome it. They love it. If they didn't love it, they would drop it. Just like that. They would drop it. So it's for those who want to overcome. Does Satan know God? Does Satan know God? Amazing question, huh? Does Satan know God? What? We have every way that you can watch and support the show. Listen on Jesse Lee Peterson, jesseleepeterson.com. And if you're busy out and about doing whatever you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast the show always, but you can be listening live. No matter where you are and what you're doing, we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black. Everybody and their mama if you're white. And for the flat earthers, we are heard up and down the world. So you can be listening no matter where you are and what position you're walking in, up and down the world or around the world, by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Amazing, huh? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It's the third hour of Tuesday. Every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday.
My faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time, because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe you'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteousness, perfect peace.
Amazing. That's Pete from Arizona.
Alaska,
I mean. Yeah, Arizona. It ain't cold in Arizona. And Alaska, Pete, thank you again, man. I know I've done it 1,000 times. Thank you. That's an amazing song, Pete. You need to put that out there, man. What the? Amazing song. Let me just tell you this, and then I want to go to Osvaldo. another plane, according to this report, crashed in the United States of America. This is like happening all the time now. What the? I just heard about this morning. Fox News is reporting. After landing at Scottsdale Airport, the FAA said a plane veered off the runway and crashed into a parked plane, killing one and injured four others. KSAZ, what's that there? Oh. So it's from Fox or is it from K? Oh, okay. Watch it from ABC News.
A developing story out of Arizona, another tragedy involving air travel. At least one person was killed when two jets collided at the Scottsdale Municipal Airport in Arizona. The Scottsdale Fire Department says that three others were transported to hospitals and another is still inside one of the planes. Firefighters are working to extract them. The FAA says one jet veered off the runway after landing and crashed into another jet on the ramp. Flights are temporarily paused from coming into the airport. The FAA is investigating.
Now I'm wondering, is this DEI? What? This has happened too often, folks. Who want to fly now? Get in line. I wonder if the airline tickets are cheap now to fly. They're like begging you to fly. It's safer. It's okay. You're safer in a plane than your car. Yeah, right. What a mess, huh? Here, and this video I'm about to show you, it has like watermarks on it, so ignore the watermarks. This is the last video on it from Arizona family. Watch this. This is that plane. This is the crash, showing the crash of that plane. For those who couldn't see it, it was showing the plane landing and trying to settle down on the landing field there. And it just slid or ran right into another plane that was parked. What the? Happy flying. Flying ain't happy no more. What a mess, DEI. I'm wondering if it's DEI. And why all of a sudden they start happening so much? Let me go to Osvaldo out of Texas. Osvaldo, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Peterson.
Hey, sir.
Amazing.
Amazing.
I need some advice here, if you don't mind helping out a little bit.
Okay.
I forgave my mother, I forgave my father, and there's one more person I need to forgive after all these decades. And this person, this one's a hard one for me because this person took some from me when I was a child, you know? So how do I forgive? Because I just texted him right now, asking him to call me. I'm about to call him and forgive him. How do I do that without getting emotional and without getting in my feelings and without crying? How do I do that?
Well, in the same way you realize that you can't help yourself, something else is driving you, and it's been driving you all your life, it was never you. In the same way with your parents, the same way with this person, you just say, all my life I've been resenting you for whatever happened, right? And I realize now that you couldn't help yourself. I'm sorry for holding that against you. And if they say, I'm sorry, fine. If they don't, fine. You forgive them, and God will forgive you. And if you start crying, bawling, or whatever, you let that happen. Don't judge it.
Uh-huh.
Let it happen and let it pass.
Okay. Here's another question. Can I forgive him without loving him?
Well, once you forgive him, you will love him, but it won't be with your fake love. It will be with God's love, because God loved him and God loved you, and God knows that whatever happened, it wasn't you doing it, and it wasn't him. It was something else driving him. And because he'd been traumatized, too, in the same way you were traumatized, somebody traumatized him. So he has anger, and he can help himself. So you will love him with perfect love, and that's what you want. There's never, ever, 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 ever a reason to be angry. You want to be free, so you got to love all, even your enemy.
Okay, that makes sense, because to be honest, all the men in my family, all of us, we were all betas. We were all raised by single mothers that were sluts and they were prostitutes. So I understand that we were traumatized.
Yes.
We were, because of the way we were raised.
Yes. And so that's why you have to forgive him, because just as you were traumatized, he was traumatized. All human beings are traumatized when they come through their mothers. And that's why all must forgive, because until you forgive, you're not going to return to the Father. You must forgive.
Okay, because I'm ready to come out of my hell. I'm tired of being miserable.
Right on, man. That is the proper way, the right way. You finally say to yourself, I am tired of being miserable. I want to be free. And you will be.
Yes.
And now that you're working on yourself, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And forgive this person no matter what happened. Forgive that person, your cousin or whomever it is, and God will forgive you. Have no expectation from him. You forgive, because the problem is your unforgiveness is not the incident. The incident is over. The body healed. The body is fired from the incident. Now you need your heart to heal, and that's going to only happen when you forgive.
Okay. Okay, I hear you.
And are you doing the silent prayer?
Yeah, I do my regular prayers, and I do my silent prayers every morning, every night.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Mr. Peterson.
I wish you well, buddy.
Amazing!
Amazing. What the? Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Damon. Damien, a first-time call out of Indiana. 888-77-JESSE. Damien, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
All right. It's great to be on the show.
Thank you.
Okay. I want to answer the question.
Does Satan know God?
Okay, well, first, you know, you often ask whether, you know, who are you to people?
Right.
But basically, if you were to ask me who I am the son of Damien.
Of Satan?
And the son of Damien.
You the son of who?
The son of Damien.
Who is Damien?
My name is Damien, but I am the son of Damien. That's who I am.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You know, it could just as easily be asked whether God knows Satan.
No, does Satan know God?
Okay. Well, it could just be easily asked if God knows Satan.
No, the question is, does Satan know God? That's the question.
Well, I don't think Satan needs to know God, or God needs to know Satan, either way, because... Like, we can't even know God. I mean, we can know God, but...
Are you responding to the question or something else?
Yes. Yes, I'm responding to it from a higher perspective.
Oh. But the question is...
The creator is the one. Okay,
what?
And that God and Satan is a construct that the creator... created for us to understand the one. Sorry, I can't hear you.
I'm not saying anything. What the?
Oh.
So, Damien, maybe you didn't
understand. We can understand spiritual things, but the Creator is created God. The One created God and Satan, heaven, hell, earth, everything below.
But, Damien, you're not responding to the biblical question.
That is a response.
The biblical question is, does Satan know God?
Okay, knowing is an earthly thing. I don't believe that.
So give me a yes or no. Does Satan know God?
Yes and no.
Either he does or he doesn't.
Then he does.
And why do you say he does?
Because it's necessary for Satan to know God.
Why?
So that he can manipulate the good.
So you're saying, yes, Satan does know God, and it's necessary to know God so he can manipulate the good?
Yeah.
And what do you mean by that?
That humans are, somewhere, here, earthly things are somewhere here in between heaven and hell. And we're both controlled or manipulated by both sides, both the good and the evil, God and Satan. We're in between.
And how did you come up with all that?
Knowledge of spiritual things.
And where do you get that from?
Where did I get that from?
Just yeah, the knowledge
common
of spiritual
sense and logic.
Where did you get the knowledge of good and evil from?
Creator, the One.
What spiritual thing? I'm sorry?
That which has no name. I don't believe the Creator or the One even has a name or anything that we can understand. That's something that goes beyond energy. Something that's that we will never be able to comprehend. And we were given that by the Creator. We were given the construct of God, Satan, and heaven and hell so that we could comprehend. I mean, because that's as far as we can comprehend.
Are you a Christian?
Am I a Christian?
Yes.
No.
You're not a Christian?
No,
Are you
I'm
Jewish?
A philosopher. I'm a philosopher.
A what?
A philosopher.
What's that?
I believe in philosophy.
Who is that?
I believe in the root of religion, the root of spiritual things, the root. And, there were two trees in the Garden of Eden.
But first, wait.
Good and evil.
Hold on. Before you
and
get
the
to
tree of life
Damien,
and wisdom.
Damien.
Yeah, go ahead.
What religion? You say you're a philosopher religion?
Yeah.
Is that where's that religion?
That's not a religion. It's the root of religion.
And how did you become a philosopher?
I grew up that way.
How?
How?
Uh-huh.
Through natural... through natural growth from birth.
So
I grew up with a certain understanding and have developed as I grew.
So you grew up as a philosopher?
Yeah.
And do you fellowship with other philosophers?
No.
You just fellowship by yourself? Are there other philosophers on the earth?
Yeah. There are all types on earth.
Where are they?
They're everywhere. And we are, earth is...
Are they
like
black?
Like I said, somewhere... Are they black? Some are. Actually, my best friend, we philosophize on a constant basis.
And are you white?
Yeah.
So a white person has a black friend who is a philosopher, too?
I like to believe that he is, but he believes he's Muslim. And, I would say that if we were to choose religions, I mean, I would be Christian, he would be Muslim, which are like two polar opposites. And that's kind of the whole thing, is that there's a dichotomy, it's a yin yang thing between heaven and earth.
Oh, excuse me. Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Damien. I got to rub out. Thank you for responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Great.
Appreciate it, buddy. Stuart out of Baltimore. Stuart, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse Lee Pearson. Great day in the morning. It's good to talk to you again, brother.
Thank you, Stuart.
Look, I turned you on this morning, and I heard you talking about dogs, and I had to call in today. I tell you, I had to do it.
Who let the dogs out?
Jesse, I'm going to be honest with you. I've noticed this happen over the past maybe 3 years, 4 years. I've seen it ramped up. I'm an old country boy, and we kept our dogs outside.
Yeah.
You weren't bringing no dogs up in the house.
That's right, man. I grew up the same way.
But let me be honest. I got to be honest. Dogs were not created by God. God created wolves, foxes, jackals, all sorts of things, and then man took them and manipulated them, turned them into mutants to serve them, whether it be retrieving a duck or running some goats around in a pen. But I don't believe that they came from God. That's just me. And they're biting 8.5 million people a year in the USA. We allow that. That's 13,000 bites a day. And if you can go to GoFundMe, if you look up dog attacks and look at those poor little children, because it's usually children that they attack because they see that as a, how can you say this, something else grabbing for the food in the house. I believe they're jealous of children. A 70-pound dog puts out 135 gallons of urine each and every year all over our community, just peeing and peeing and peeing. And the intimacy with dogs, that's zoophilia. If you see a woman or man lapping up a dog in the face, lapping and kissing, that's zoophilia. That's nasty. That's dirty.
Definitely nasty. That's for sure.
I mean, what do you think about what I'm saying, Jesse? I mean, be honest now. What do you think?
Well, I never thought of it that way, that God didn't create dogs and cats and things like that, that they came from other things, right?
Yes, sir.
Right now, I can't either agree or disagree about that because I never thought of it that way. But I do know, without a doubt, is that because human beings are evil, they are now destroying the animals by weakening them, dressing them up, hugging them, carrying them around, kissing them, keeping them in the house, and all that kind
of stuff.
That the human heart, not only do they destroy each other as human, but they are now destroying the animals. That's for sure, without a doubt.
7 out of 10 dog owners are sleeping with their pets. That's intimacy with animals. But I don't know what to think about it. I see it right here in my own community. If a dog gets loose, gets off the leash, they can't even call the dog back. I mean, they have no control over them. They haven't trained them. And there's exceptions to all rules. I just can't get with the dogs. I believe they're evil. And I'll tell you something else I believe is evil, is a cell phone. The cell phone addiction in this country is just as severe as the dog addiction.
Well, the dog or cat themselves are not evil. It's the human beings are evil. The cell phone is not evil, but it's the human being that builds the cell phone, and the people who use the cell phone in the wrong way are evil. The physical things are not evil. It's the heart of human beings.
Do you believe the devil is reaching these people through the cell phone? I believe that the devil reaches all of these people right through that cell phone addiction. That's what I believe.
No, the devil reaches you through your heart. I mean, through your mind and emotions. Through your heart and through your mind and emotion. The devil reaches you through that. Now, the devil work in people to build other ways to draw you in, but...
I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying.
Right. Because that's why
I just wanted to put some... Go ahead. I didn't mean to stop on you. Go ahead.
That's why when your heart changes, everything else changes. But if your heart doesn't change, you are of evil, and everything you do is evil.
I hear you loud and clear. Now, look, I don't want to take up a whole lot of your time. I just wanted to throw some facts out there because most people don't even think, like you said, they never thought that a dog was not created by God. I can give you an example. There's a dog out here called a Chesa-doodle or a Labradoodle where they've mixed a Labrador with a standard poodle. Well, that's a mutant. See, God didn't produce that. Two people went together and bred that. That's a mutant.
Yeah, that's wrong,
and
too.
I believe
that's another
terrible
good
wrong.
Point. That's evil, too,
and
for the mixed dog like that.
Yes, sir. And let me say this. Now, I'm going to get off the dogs. I just want to throw some facts out there because most people don't even think about it. And we wouldn't accept 13,300 bites a day from any other animal. If squirrels were out here biting people 13,000 times a day, we would be eradicating squirrels immediately. But let me get off the dogs and let me thank you. Jesse, I want to thank you, brother, because last year, somewhere along, I don't know, May, I found you, and I started doing the silent prayer, listening to you, and changing the way I thought. I was already a Christian, but what I want to tell you, I had a terrible childhood. We talked about that a little bit. I discussed with you last year. But this past Christmas, because of doing the silent prayer, I didn't have any of that angst in me about my parents at Christmas time.
Yeah.
I was just as calm as the center of a cucumber. I'm not talking about just as cool and calm this Christmas. I didn't have all that angst. So I want to tell you, thank you, and if there's anybody out there listening, the silent prayer will help you. I don't have the emotions in me. I just don't. I can sit all day long, and I don't have all that angst and all that stuff just popping up in my head, nonsense. Do you know what I'm trying to say to you?
100%. 100%.
I feel calm, brother. I really do. And I have to thank you because it's the first Christmas. I'm 57 years old, and I didn't even think about those people that had treated me so terribly.
Yeah.
I didn't even cross my mind. You know what I mean?
I do. Absolutely, man. That's amazing. And you know what, Stuart?
Look,
if you stay with it and stay with it and stay with it, it only gets better, clearer mind, perfect peace at heart, and life is just easy, and the burdens of life, it just get better for you.
So let me ask you this. If what I'm explaining to you, Jesse, for what I feel and what has happened to me from the silent prayer, you're saying that I must be doing it right. It must be working because that's the results that you're looking to get. Am I right in what I'm saying to you?
It is working. And if you would still be in still, there's no way it can work because you would be lost in your imagination. You would be unforgiving and you would be living in your head and not knowing what the truth is. You would have no peace. You would have had a horrible Christmas thinking about the past and what happened, which doesn't exist anymore anyway. Everything would be different if it was not working for you.
Amen. Hallelujah, brother. Look, you go ahead and help somebody else. I just wanted to throw those facts out there about a dog because
thank
this
you.
Dog stuff, the situation is getting out of hand.
It is.
But anyway, look, thank you, brother. I love you, and thank you so much, and God loves you too. I appreciate it, Jesse.
Thank you, buddy. And stay with us, stay with us, stay with it, all right?
I'll call you again about 5 months and tell you how good it is again.
Right on. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Right now. Amazing. He's right. God said, be still. It's abnormal. It's abnormal to overreact. It's abnormal to have anger in your heart. It's abnormal to judge anybody or anything about anything. Including yourself. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, straight to your calls and your super chats. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Country and Western Tuesday, I forgot to mention the Treasure Chest is now open on DLive. It's Country and Western Tuesday. It's amazing. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m., the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. And then after that, Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. You don't want to miss it. And then after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Energy everywhere. Given to him by God. Ain't no stopping him now. He's on the move. Ain't no stopping me now. I'm on the move. He's on the move. And check out Punch It TV. They had a brand new episode yesterday. We don't have the teaser today, but go to punchy.tv. I didn't see it yet, to be honest, because I was busy. I couldn't watch it live. And I will watch it hopefully today. But check out Punch It TV. You will not be disappointed. All right? And we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. By phone, Skype, or walk-in. If you want counseling, family, individual counseling, go to rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. And get your coffee. Life ain't good without Pudgy's coffee. Pudgy's coffee. And every dime that you pay for Pudgy's coffee goes back into the organization, the nonprofit, rebuildingtheman.com, all right? Thank you. But you're going to enjoy the coffee and helping others. Punchy's Coffee. Amazing. Let me go quickly to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Brandy.
Hey, I was calling to see if you ended up listening to that rap video from Roseanne.
I did. I saw it. Yeah, it was amazing.
Awesome. I was wondering if I could request that you have the guy on A Fallen State someday.
The guy that made the video with Roseanne?
Yeah, am I allowed to say his name now that you watched it?
I will. I'll have my producer look into that. Thank you.
I think he's amazing.
Send a request to producer at thefallenstate.tv.
Okay, I will.
I can talk to Roseanne and get the information as well. Maybe that's quicker and easier.
I've been trying to tell you about him for years. His lyrics remind me of you. I think that he might be awake on the whole like even on God, like he's very deep.
Oh, amazing.
And I think he'd make a great show.
Okay, we'll check it out.
I'm so excited. Okay, thank you.
And you doing well, Brittany?
Well, honestly, I feel like I have a lot of anger still, I noticed the other day. And I did forgive my mom before she died. And I don't know if I miss her or not.
You don't need to miss her. You don't need to miss her. And what you should do, do what you want. But don't be calling the anger you so you can stop identifying with it.
Okay. I just was wondering why am I still so angry even if I forgave her?
I just said don't call the you so you can stop identifying with. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yeah, every morning, every night, and even on the drive, when I drive to work, I have like a good hour drive. So I do it on the drive too.
And don't call, when you think about things and you get mad and you feel the emotion, what they call anger, don't call it you, so you won't give it life and it will be taken away from you.
Okay.
Stop calling it you and forget about mama. She gone.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I really don't think about her too much, but I just noticed that, I sometimes think that, like, I should miss her, but I really don't miss her. And
why
do
you think you should?
Because she's supposed to be my mom.
Ooh, I'm missing you. Tell me where the road turns. Tell me where the road turns. Sometimes I wonder. I don't understand. Why you think you need to miss mama? Mama gone. Don't even think about mama. She dead.
Well, before she died, I thought that I was going to miss her when she died, but I find myself not even missing her. I don't have to hear her put me down anymore. It's kind of nice.
Right, so why would you want to miss the devil?
She is the devil. She was super mean.
So why do you think you need to miss her?
I don't know. Maybe I miss my hell. Miss her nagging me and putting me down.
Well, just wish her well wherever she is, and you stay out of your head and work on you and just simply live your life. Forget about mama.
I'm trying. I trip, though, sometimes that she might be in hell.
And
it might be her fault. I'm like, oh, man.
What might be her fault?
That she's in hell.
Well, if she's in hell, it is her fault. It's no one else but hers.
Yeah. And there's nothing I can do about it.
No.
That's trippy, isn't it?
No. It's trippy to be thinking about it. It's not trippy that she's in hell, if she's in hell.
Yeah. I got to make myself not go to hell. I need to come out of my own.
Well, you're already in hell if you're thinking about mama.
Right.
Anyone that has thoughts, anyone that has thoughts and emotions are in hell. That's what hell is.
You're right.
So let it go, all right?
I am.
All right.
And I'm like, what the? The devil just...
Don't give up.
We only have 20 minutes left.
So what? You only have what?
You only have 20 minutes left, so I'll let you get to other callers.
All right. Thank you, Brandon. And thanks for...
Thank you.
Tell about the video. Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-oh. You're welcome. Super chat. Super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Eric bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. Have you ever questioned or doubted God's existence? Maybe when you were younger?
Have I ever questioned or doubted? That's an interesting question. Let me smoke on that. I don't want to give you a fast answer because right now I don't remember doing that. And maybe I did, but I just don't remember it. Thank you.
See on with the coffee, Jesse, my Uncle Tom, my Coon Award-winning older dream husband. Donald Trump is really cracking down on things. Amazing, I doubted it, but the entire country voted for him, and these corrupt politicians try to go up against the people's choice. Ain't that amazing?
That's a shame. It is amazing. Thank you.
So Callous on Cash App, my girlfriend keeps complimenting my face. Is this normal?
No. Amazing. Thank you.
Deshane says, these streams make my mornings so much brighter.
Right on. Thank you. You stay with it, and thank you for your support. Amazing.
He thought Hake was a Zionist for a second because of my Zion shirt.
Oh, it's a Zionist shirt?
That's partly why I bought it, too.
What's a Zionist?
Zionist is pro-Israel.
Oh, you for Israel?
Oh, yeah.
I love Israel. If I was God, I'm not, but if I were God, and you wanted to go to heaven when you die, one of the rules would be you must have visited Israel before you die. If you didn't visit Israel, you can't go to heaven. So I want to encourage all of you, even if you hate Israel, you still should go. You will not regret it. Amazing. Thank you.
Sloan says, I wish my daddy was still alive to watch you. Thanks, hands emoji.
Right on.
Over on the X live stream.
Thank you. Good morning, X. Thank you very much.
Shout out to Son of Liberty, LGB, Super Trucker, F Super Trucker, Urinal Chills, Age of Inversion, and the rest of the supporters on the Rumble crew. And shout out to the top contributors on the D Live crew, Mav Angel, Games for Rec, Jake Husden, Greenwall, Cactus Eater Bear, Potleaf, Beta Legs, Kevin Webb, Severio Jones, 555-555-565. Thanks, guys. And I do believe that is all for now.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. Thank you for your support. I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly back to the phone. Ryan out of New Orleans. Ryan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jeff. How you doing?
All is well, Ryan. How are you?
I'm okay. And I think that your purpose is to divide. And let me comment on what you said about the halftime show down in New Orleans for the Super Bowl.
Okay, hold on one minute. The first thing you said was what? You think what?
I think your comments about the halftime show at Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Was outrageous. What you said about that Super Bowl show was outrageous.
It was outrageous?
Yes. You said about it.
What did I
say? Because you said it was a black thing. But even though it was a universal thing.
No, it was a black, they missed the black mess.
Oh, hold on, wait. It was a universal thing because we had everybody filled the stadium. And I was out there, I was working, and I seen all kinds of people. So that made it universal. So the halftime show was universal.
It wasn't universal, it was New Orleans.
Yes, it was.
No.
Why was it? Why was it?
Why did they have that mess up in there called the National Black Anthem? What was that? That ain't universal. That's mess.
It was an anthem. No matter who sung it, it was an anthem.
What?
It was an anthem.
That ain't no anthem?
It was.
But it's not.
I don't care if Elvis came back and did a good job on it. It was still an anthem.
But Elvis would never seen that mess.
And how you say it was a black thing? What made it a black thing? Tell me exactly why.
Because how did that thing go?
How did what to go?
The black
national anthem?
That they should be thrown out of the stadium for bringing that in there. What's the first word to it?
Oh, lift every voice and sing?
Oh, something like lift every voice and sing. What does that mean? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Right. What does that mean? Lift every voice and sing. Oh, something.
Hold on.
America.
I believe everybody wrote that song either. I believe a white person wrote that song.
A white person?
A white person wrote that song too.
No, a white person founded the NAACP.
No, a white person wrote that song. It's universal. Me with every voice.
No, that's not universal.
It says, ghetto. Wait, hold on. You live in a ghetto. We live in a ghetto. You in a ghetto also.
I don't live in no ghetto. I live in a Jewish community.
And it's part of a ghetto, too. It's still a ghetto. Anyway.
How is the Jewish community a ghetto, man?
The song says live every voice. The song does not say lift every black voice. The song doesn't say lift every white voice. It says lift every voice.
But they should
everything breathing over here.
If the blacks have to sing that mess, they should do that in the hood.
Hold on, wait. But there you go again. I just say it's a universal thing. It says lift every voice.
No.
It doesn't matter who sung it.
No. Nobody wants to sing that.
Man, you don't know that. You're going to make me curse. You don't know that.
How about, say, can you see? That's the real deal.
I don't know who made that up. I've been hearing that all my life.
Now, that's the real deal. The other mess was black mess.
Who wrote that? They had some black guy rapping at the event. And that was good, too.
And them could have been there, too. And I'm like, why are they rapping at a football team? What does that have to do with anything?
You might like, this is the first time that you're looking at a rapper on a halftime show. That's not your first time.
But you're not supposed to have that kind of ghetto mess.
What's the name? It's not ghetto. You live in the ghetto. We live in the ghetto.
You may live in the ghetto, but I don't live in the ghetto.
No, we all do. Have you heard of
Francis Scott Key?
Hold on, wait. You ever heard of that song called The World is a Ghetto? You ever heard that song?
Or The Ghetto by Marvin
Gaye?
The
World is a Ghetto. No, by War. You ever heard that?
War.
Yeah, War. The World is a Ghetto.
No, I ain't never heard that. So, have you heard of Francis Scott Keys?
Never heard that before, but I'm trying to tell you. Let me tell you.
Say, can you see? That's who wrote that song. Doesn't that make more sense with Francis Star Spangled Banner than it is some black ghetto talking about slavery mess?
We're not talking about no slavery mess. We're not talking about black and white. We're just talking about the world could be a ghetto. Now, let me explain this song to you. The world can be a ghetto when everybody come put their 2 cents in. Everybody, I don't care where you at. You could be
in California.
No. It could be wherever. You could be in the White House. You could be wherever. Everybody going to have corruption. When everybody has corruption, that's what makes it a ghetto. Because you're not running the country right.
Right.
That's what makes it a ghetto.
Right. Right. Let me tell you this real fast. They should not have allowed that so-called black song to come up, be performed at the...
It was not a black song.
They should not have allowed, but because white people are afraid of the blacks, they should not have allowed them to sing
that mess at the stadium.
They should not have the rapping thing. And Beyonce did not win the best country western.
It was a DEI award. Come on, stop with all this nonsense, Jesse. It wasn't no DEI. She won it because she won it fair and square.
What?
She won it fair and square.
I got to run, Ryan, but that's not true.
Yeah, run. You coward. Run, coward.
Run.
Bye, coward. Bye, coward.
All right. Run, Forrest, run. What a mess. Ron Coward. Let me go to Ray.
You ever heard of that song called The World is a Ghetto? You ever heard that song?
Ray, poor Ray. Rick don't want to turn his cell phone.
Hey, Jesse, what's going on, Jesse?
Rick.
What's up? I ain't hear you talking. I'm sorry about that, brother Jesse.
You call the show and then you lay your phone down somewhere?
No, what I do, I try to keep it on my earpiece. And sometimes, like I said, I'm an HVAC tech by trade. And sometimes a caller come in. And I still have to go, tend to the call. Because, somebody may be calling for a trouble call.
Oh,
but
I got
trust
you.
Trust me, Jesse. I don't mean it. I don't mean it, bro. When
no,
I, do
I
it.
Know. No,
that
no,
way,
no. I know. No, no, no. You're on the air.
Jesse, let me quick question, man. Look, why do... Well, you saw the Super Bowl, didn't you?
No.
Well, anyway.
I didn't watch it at all. I played some of the soundbite my producer got from it the next day, but I didn't watch it.
Man, I'll tell you, man, when they get entertained, they should get entertained that can reach out to everybody. They always get entertainers that make blacks feel more, make them run the victim Olympics. Now, they was talking about capitalism. What's the problem with capitalism? All you do is trying to serve your neighbors, sell something your neighbor wants to make wealth.
They talked about capitalism at the football game?
Well, the song has the meaning of it. Because anytime you see... What I mean by that?
That black song? I mean,
yeah. Well, no, the song he was doing, Kendrick Lamar. He's from California, I think.
Why did they let him perform that there?
Well, because you know how it is. As long as he's liberal and as long as he can make blacks feel like victims and make them run the victim Olympics, they're the ones who they want.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they could have got Lil Wayne. He's from New Orleans. They should have got him. But his music is universal. His music reached out to everybody.
I had never, that I remember. I may have, but I just don't remember. The guy that, the little rapper that was performing there.
Kendrick Lamar.
I had not heard of him. That I remember. I'm sure I have, but I just don't know him. But you're right. If they gotta have some rapper, I don't even know why they ought to have it, but it should have been Lil Wayne or somebody else.
I mean, I haven't seen them. You can bring white entertainers. You know, all kind of entertainers. They just bring only blacks, man. I mean, only black woke people. That's what they bring.
Because they're trying to appease them.
Wow, that's what they bring there, Jesse.
What a mess, huh?
Man, it's bad. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
If we don't wake up, Jesse, we don't wake up, man, we're going to... I mean, it's going to get so bad for us, man, that people going to think that the black race is cursed.
Yeah.
Everybody, not even most. I mean, like, our neighborhood.
Yeah.
No one wants to stay in our neighborhoods. No one wants to date black women. Our kids are most, we have most of the kids out of wedlock. I mean, we're going to have to get it together, man.
It's a mess. Rick, because of time, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you all taking my call. Just love you, man. Be blessed. Talk to you later.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Let me go to Victoria. First time call out of Arizona. Victoria, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well, Victoria.
Well, I would like to say that all is well with me right now, but it kind of... Well, it is. Everything's fine.
What's wrong?
Well, my husband wants to get rid of my dog of 11 years.
Nice.
I know you guys were talking about dogs. And he would love that you just said that, too.
God bless your husband.
We've been listening to you guys for, 3 years already, and you have changed both of our lives. But I'm really going through it with this decision. He snapped at my son. He's 8 months. He's been crawling around, and he didn't bite him. He's just a little tiny dog. He's got
so the dog. The dog snapped at the baby.
Yeah.
And you still want to keep the dog?
Oh man, I know.
Who do you love most, the dog or the baby?
That's what he says too.
And you say?
I say, I know it's not me, and it's just so hard, you know.
Who do you love most, the baby or the dog?
Of course, my baby.
Dude, that dog should have been gone a long time ago now.
Yeah. Well, the baby's, well, yeah, I guess 8 months. He's just been started crawling, so we didn't really know that.
Victoria, why don't you get rid of that dog before you hurt the child?
I have started the process to try to get rid of him.
Just throw him outside. Throw the dog outside, and you're rid of him.
Yeah.
Victoria, are you able to call me tomorrow? Unless you got what you're looking for right now.
Yeah, I probably could.
Okay, if you can, call me back. If not, get rid of that doll. It's not even up for thought.
Yeah. Oh, I knew you would tell me that, and I think I needed that too, you know?
Yeah, listen to your husband. Obey your husband.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
A lot.
Call me back tomorrow, if you can.
Okay.
Or whenever you can, all right?
Alrighty, thank you, Jesse.
All right. I am out of time, folks. What the? Joel Friday here. Look, stand up. We got fighting to do. I'm out of time. The Hate Report coming up now. Then Joel Friday at 11. Right after the Hate. And after the Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby. Get on that straight and narrow, folks. Forgive your mama. Every human being needs to forgive their mama. You're not going to be free until you do it, no matter who you are. Forgive your mother and your father. Do the silent prayer, revealingtheman.com/prayer/silent prayer. revealingtheman.com/silent prayer. Thank you for your super chats and everything. Tomorrow in Manhood Hour. Have a good one, folks. Thank you. And to the call of Mike and Gabe, Wayne, and the other call, I'm out of time. Bye. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed, and I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.